Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Ministry of Tourism concerned with reports of frequent disturbances caused by baboons. Commissioning of 50 megawatt Mavumba solar power plant, major catalyst for export. In international news, Yoweri Museveni leading with 61.7% of valid votes counted so far. And in sports, Malawi coach reacts to AFCON draw with Zambia, Nigeria and Egypt. And now the news in detail. Shopee Zambia has launched the Think Management Development Program and signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the University of Zambia. Speaking at the launch and MOU signing ceremony, University of Zambia Vice Chancellor Professor Mundia Muya says since the inception of the university has always valued partnership in the enhancement of skills development and capacity building and is pleased to welcome CHOPIS to the list of the partners of the university. He says the university recognizes the partnership as a golden opportunity as it will provide a platform for students to make meaningful contribution towards national development. He further says in line with the MOU, the university commits itself to ensuring that the best students are selected to do the 18-month training at CHOPIS as it enhances employability and has encouraged the students to work hard in the program.
The graduates, product of rigorous academic and professional training, and is a living testimony to expertise, knowledge, and the skills imparted during the formative years under the stewardship of the University of Honor. When CHOPIS Zambia initiated discussions with the university, discussions that have culminated in the important occasions that we met in today, we recognize these as a golden opportunity. It is an opportunity for our graduates to make meaningful and practical contribution, not only the growth of the FMCG sector, but also the broader economic development of our country.
Meanwhile, Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, has praised CHOPIS Zambia for the initiative that develops the capacity in the management of the Chen store and development of the company's future leaders. He has also thanked the University of Zambia for opening their doors to partnerships.
To suit what we are talking about today. Everyone who graduated only thought for the high quality road. I think this program resonates well with what we are doing as government when it comes to skills. So I always like the activities of school. This is not the first time that government officially in their program. The creativity is very, very good. We don't only look at the profit, we are also looking at the future.
And the student beneficiary James Machamanda says the selected students are expectant to learn the management system of CHOPIS during the 18-month training program and expect to learn how to be managers who are people and customer care driven.
What we fix now is the CHOPIS way of action. The CHOPIS way of action. We want to understand from the ground up how a mega store should operate. from the decision on the protection that ensures for that patient to the logistics that connects community and the act of customer service attitude. We do not simply want to know that inventory management is important. We want to master your system. We expect to develop resilience, agility, and real-world business acumen that can only be aimed on the shop floor and in the depot.
The Zambia Postal Services Corporation, ZAMPOST, has announced the launch of the 2026 Universal Postal Union, UPU, International Letter Writing Competition. ZAMPOST Public Relations Officer Ruth Mwanza says this year ZAMPOST is expanding the reach of the global initiative by integrating into the local academic calendar across all three schools. Terms to foster a deep-rooted culture of literacy and creativity. She says the competition commences today, the 16th of January 2026, and is open to young people nationwide between the ages of 9 to 16. She has revealed that the competition runs under the theme, Write a Letter to a Friend, about why human connection matters in a digital world. Ms. Mwanza says the theme explores the importance of genuine human connection in an increasingly digital world shaped by technology. She says the competition also aims at creating postal awareness among young people, educating them about the essential role the post office plays in connecting global communities.
ZAMPOST, however, intends to adopt this initiative and lay it out for all three academic terms, that is, Term 1, Term 2, and Term 3. This is to educate and create a lasting memory of the post office from an early stage. This also intends to help young people develop a sense of creativity and literacy skills. So this competition will attract three winners, and the letter from the top winner will then be submitted to compete in the 2026 Universal Postal Union Letter Writing Competition.
Now, the Ministry of Tourism has noted with concern reports of frequent disturbances caused by baboons straying from the Mosotunya National Park into Laita Township in Livingstone, where residents have experienced incidences of food theft from homes and kitchens. The ministry says it acknowledges the concerns raised and wishes to clarify that such incidences are largely linked to food conditioning and habituation, a situation where wild animals become accustomed to human food due to improper waste disposal and easy access to food scraps. The ministry has urged residents to practice proper waste disposal by securing, storing food waste and avoiding open dumping. It adds to say it will engage relevant stakeholders to promote the use of baboon-proof refuse bins, which significantly reduce access to food waste by wildlife and help deter animals from human settlements. The ministry has added that in extreme conditions, the Department of the National Parks and Wildlife will endeavor to capture and translocate only specific or individual baboons and monkeys, which shall be identified with the help of the affected community. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has commended the people of Chawama for maintaining a peaceful atmosphere during the January 15, 2026 by-election. ZEHEST says it is impressed by the maturity and tolerance displayed by the residents of Chawama. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba has extended the gratitude to the Zambia Police Service for exercising their duties in a professional manner, ensuring that all stakeholders, including political parties, could campaign freely without fear of intimidation or violence. Mr. Muziamba has since urged all Zambians to emulate the spirit of peace, kindness and tolerance that has been displayed in Chawama as the country heads towards the general elections.
We congratulate Bright Nundwe of the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, on his victory in the Chawama parliamentary by-election. We also extend our heartfelt congratulations to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for conducting a free, fair and transparent election.